Jeff Koons' White Terrier is a beguiling sculpture of exactly what the title says, a white terrier dog. He's dewy-eyed, he's got a moist nose, and he's looking at us longingly. He wants some attention. And in some ways you could say that Jeff Koons wants some attention as well. Jeff Koons' art practice from the 1980s and 90s continues in the trajectory of pop art, but within the context of the ramped-up consumer excess of the 1980s. He's looking at icons of consumer culture, at objects of desire from our everyday world of advertising. He's interested in kitsch and sentiment, the things that art is supposed not to be. In his works, the objects he makes and the images he creates try and appeal to us in this obvious consumerist way, and that's very deliberate. He's using the language of product advertising. It's obvious and beguiling at the same time and makes a point about what we expect from art, a higher experience, and yet how it too has been commodified as the ultimate luxury good. White Terrier is from a whole series of sculptures which were carved by master craftsmen under Koons' direction. Koons often delegates the making of his objects and even his paintings to a studio of practitioners or to master craftsmen who work in that field, calling on their expertise. The result is this beautifully executed puppy that relies on all the sentimentality and bathos that cute puppies and kittens can evoke to appeal to us. And Koons is really looking at how that language works and how we respond to it. It's impossible to look at this puppy without going, "Oh, isn't he cute?" This puppy had a whole other life, though, because John Caldor bought White Terrier, and then, in discussion with Jeff Koons, he scaled it up into a 12.4-metre-high sculpture, which was installed outside the MCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, in 1995. John worked with engineers to transform this puppy into a steel substructure, which was then covered in a garden of flowers. So the puppy became even more beguiling. It became a giant floral extravaganza dog, an object which was utterly appealing in so many ways. And its appeal was deliberate, a ploy to engage with our soft side, a sentimental delight in puppy dogs and beautiful flowers. So Koons has worked through this language on many scales and many models. Some people see it as being critical of pop consumerism and the Hallmark card version of life. But with these works, it's also absolutely a celebration of these things as well. Some people see it as being critical of pop consumerism and the Hallmark card version of life. But with these works, it's also absolutely a celebration of these things as well.